I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the Middle East continues to top headlines, instability in the Central African Republic is overlooked. Jim Hocking of ICDI.
It's really, in many cases, forgotten. People don't keep up on the news.
A recent report shows rebels have killed at least 400 people since gaining control in March. Turmoil is no sign of stopping, but ICDI and Living Water International are going full steam ahead. Hocking says their teams face great risk as they maintain wells in 250 villages. Pray for traveling mercies for local teams in the CAR. Next, 60% of orphans aging out of the orphanage system in Ukraine are at risk of becoming victims of human trafficking. Amy Ritchie is serving with EFCA's Reach Global in Ukraine. EFCA is partnering with two other organizations to establish a transition home for them. Since the church is involved, they'll be told about God and His love for them. EFCA also needs 22 interns for 23 months with various skills.
We need marketing students, nurses, social workers, logistics people. We also need a business manager. We have a whole list available on our website.
We have a link at our website. And July marks historic events in Burma. The primarily Christian Chin people had their first ever meeting with the European Union in recent days. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, says Burma first heard the gospel 200 years ago in July. Today, Christian Aid supports 22 native missionaries who bring the good news to remote villages. Pray true religious freedom will come to Burma so believers can share Christ without fear. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.